clearly.
So with LASIK, the way we do it today, you can have the gift of near and far vision and rejuvenate your eyes and have the vision you had pretty much like you did when you were 25 years old. LASIK on the battery.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was, Mr. Scott Whitney.
Oh, welcome everybody to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Oh, by the way, I'm not sure if you noticed that, but at the opening video clip, I wore the same shirt in two of those videos. Had I not known that, wait, that's not what I wanted. I feel like I miss Utah. It doesn't matter.
Everything such as.
Or such as, and theretofore.
Right.
And,
I think anyways, you should relate it back to education.
It is. Educational concepts right. Of maps and stuff. Hey, I'm your host, Scott Whitney.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
It's Scott Whitney Network.
It's so nice to finally meet you.
It's good to be here. And I'm joined by, it's the Pimpin' Wayne. I don't know what his lower third is today, but it's still Pimpin' Wayne, everybody. CEO, Pimp Be Me.
Thank you.
I like that. Today, we had a mandate. Oh, you can't see that. That's unfortunate. Because right now I'm doing what Wayne did with me on Thursday of last evening.
Whoa, man.
That's too much. I'm sorry. Sorry,
let's
honey.
Justify that.
Let's not talk it out. Anyways, we had a big mandate. We actually saw.
I leaned back and it just kind of slipped out.
It just made me do it, actually.
Well, you leaned back and it just kind of slipped out.
It was a couple things and a couple drinky poos. And then all next thing I know, I'm being touched in that special, special way. Anyways, we went and we saw He Who Remains Esteban. We'll talk a little bit about that today, but before that, we'll say hi to our, hey, fuck you, we don't have a live studio audience today, so we're not going to talk to them. But I'll tell you who we do have. The greatest live chat in all of live streaming. Live chat, everybody! Come on! Oh, I love
these
people.
We've got so many people in here, I think we're going to need to move to a larger studio.
I think so. I think we have to make a larger live chat because, man, I'm telling you, these people are awesome. They're giving us tips on our rock band, our new rock band, Punch in the Junk.
Uh-huh.
I think that's going to be a huge band. I'm going to be the guitar player, I think.
Okay, yeah.
What do you play?
Drums.
Drums, okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm a lead guitar player for Punch in the Drunk. Now, they opened up for Punch in the, what did I say?
Punch in the Junk. Right.
They recently had another band open up for them. They were called A Cup Nipple Slip.
I think they're going to shorten that down, though.
I think A Cup Nipple Slip is a great term. There it is, A Cup Nipple Slip. Already our people here on the live chat know about this great band, A Cup Nipple Slip. Small band. Trio, really, if you think about it. But hey, let's say hello to He Who Remains Jacob back there in the dark. What's going on, Jacob? Jacob is playing it quiet today. Today's over and under. Oh, I would tell you, but Steve I already knows the over and under in the live chat. Steve I, by the way, if you're ever in the live chat, 6 o'clock, Pacific time here on the Tuesdays, be careful with Steve because I think he may be a warlock. Why?
Like a Charlie Sheen type warlock?
Not that, because he's not a real warlock. He's just crazy.
Oh, okay.
I mean a real warlock because two times in a row now, Steve has predicted the over and under. Over under. Fuck, I wish I knew about sports. The over under. Did you see me on the Odds Couple on Monday, by the way? I crushed
Yay,
it.
Yay, go right. Team.
Over under. He's predicted it two times in a row. Right on it. Last week it was 51. By the way, I said play the ender, and I was a winner. Winner chicken dinner. And this time, Steve has correctly guessed that the over-under for today's show will be 53 minutes. We are already, how many, 5 into it?
Hey. Someone's got a job
on that time up there is right?
Lines.
Yep, I
changed. Okay, good. Okay, so let's get started because I've got all of about 48 more minutes to go.
Ooh-hoo.
Anything you want to say before we get started, Wayne?
Yeah, Steve. Come on out to Vegas, get a job as an odds maker.
Right. You know what I learned about odds today? Shit, we're going to go over if I do this. I don't care. So we were talking on The Odds Couple, and we're talking about setting lines. And I asked Scott, I said, Scott, you know, what's the deal with the line setting? Do they have smart guys sitting around doing that? And he said, no. What they basically do, all these guys, Cantor Gaming, William Hill, Station Casinos, all these guys basically wait for the islands to set their odds, and they basically kind of copy them. And then they wait for the numbers to come in, and they might adjust here and there. I thought it was like the Wizard of Oz. I really thought there was a guy for all the properties and for all thinking, doing the numbers, but they're not. I'm freaked out by that.
Yeah.
I'm really disappointed.
I'm freaked out that both people are named Scott on that show.
Scott Squared.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was a good show. Whew. We didn't talk about sports at all.
Oh, well. Thanks for a fantastic sports show.
Right. We had nobody watching, but I watched.
Yeah.
The wife watched. Okay. This weekend had the very first Whitneyville
pool
party.
Says two is, what? Two is, what's Milo say about two?
Milo.
Meatloaf.
Oh, I thought you said Milo because I've got
two out of three in bed.
Right. I thought you meant that girl who's on my list.
Oh.
She's a hot little monkey, that one, by the way. Oh, God, I just want to just put it in my pocket and get and have her read it in the band. A cup nipple slip. That's going to be my new. Every time I say a cup nipple slip, take a drink.
Oh, boy. Is that going to be like Pee Wee's Playhouse?
That's not the only
we
time.
We have the words. Drink, you way. Say the magic right. word, and then confetti comes right, down.
A little thing will come down. Number right. one. A cup nipple slip. All right, here we go. All right. Big, actually, it wasn't big. It was more of an intimate gathering. Decided not to do big, large pool parties. We decided to do this smaller, intimate people, just, people who are friends. I'm surprised that you showed up. But I do want to introduce
I
one concept.
I had code from the past.
You knew a guy.
Right.
I know people who used to do that kind of crap.
I followed the car in front of me. And
that's what I do. I just want to introduce, it's summertime now. It's hot. It's 103 today. Hot. Mm. Perfect weather for margaritas. Sure. But just a regular old everyday kind of margarita?
You take out your blender and...
Anybody can do that.
Well...
What kind of margarita is the best margarita ever? Wayne?
The Devil's Margarita.
What? That's right. And I'm just going to show you what great kids I have. Now, oftentimes I will ask Wayne when he comes to our home to bring a blender, which sounds really kind of weird. Hey, you can come to the party, but please bring a blender.
Right.
Really? Oh, you're a great host.
You've
got it all figured out.
Right. Absolutely.
You're the hostess with the mostest.
My invitation, not prerequisite at all.
Right.
In fact, I own one.
But bring the blender.
Yeah.
So my kids, who are pretty cool, they all gathered around and said, I'm assuming they all gathered around at some point and said, hey, let's get Dad this really cool blender. So I'm going to now show you, A, the blender to use to create the Devil's Margarita, and B, how to make the Devil's Margarita. Boom. Here it is. That blender.
Why don't we have a live studio demonstration right now?
We should have, but.
We go over, we move to a taller table.
You complained about having too many drinks before.
That's true. I did.
All right. So that is called the Margaritaville Blender.
Bahamas
this is very
bottle.
Cool. And so you can't actually cut it off. You put ice at the top, you put the drinky stuff in the bottom part, you hit a little button,
and it
shaves the ice and puts it in there, and then it blends it on the bottom, and then it pauses for a second. I think I love that part the best. And then it starts blending again. And if you know about that, like the first time Wayne knew about it, he's like, wait for it. I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. So of course, every time that somebody came by and looked at my blender, I'm like, check this out, man, this is pretty cool. Now watch, I know magic. Stop.
And go
Camera
again.
Time, go. It started going.
Break it down.
It's pretty cool. All right, here's how you make your Devil's Margarita.
Wouldn't that be great if that sound effect built in? Ooh. It stops and it just goes, break it down. Boy, no doubt you're white.
Hammer time. Oh, man, I got more rhythm than somebody out there. All right, here's how you do it. Actually, the photo shows you the ingredients to the Devil's Margarita. You begin, here's what I do. I put this in a separate pitcher and mix it up, and then I pour it into the blender. So I take the Minute Maid frozen limeade, 12 ounces. First of all, why is it called Devil's Margarita? Good question. Reasonable. 666. Six parts of each of the ingredients. So we just double it because it's just handy that way. So 12 ounces of the Minute Maid frozen limeade. Excuse me, I put that in a blender. Then 12 ounces of Coors Light. Why? Watch our figure.
Right. Right.
And then
how many calories in that Minute Maid, by the way? Did you check that?
Don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
And then we take the tequila. How do you measure 12 ounces of tequila? You pour it into what is now the empty Minute Maid container. What? That's clever. Now, sometimes I might not go to the very tip top because 12 ounces of tequila is a lot of tequila. We did it this time. So we poured it in there, and you pour it all together, you mix it all up, and you pour it into the blender. And if you've just got a regular blender, which is what we used to have, you just pour it into the blender with the ice already in there, and you fire it up. And I'm going to tell you right now, it is the best margarita you've ever had, bar none. There is no second choice. This is it. That's the Devil's Margarita. Thank me later. Okay. Now, speaking of that, we had a few of these over the course of the last week, actually. I think it's time to have a drink on me. Drink on me. This is the part of the show where if you know the bar that we drank at and you send that email to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com, you could possibly win either a drink on me, your favorite host Scott, or a super duper Vegas Video Network visor, which is embroidered very much like this right here is. Okay? Let's recap. Last week we showed this graphic. This was the Have a Drink, and we gave about 15 clues.
All of which were fantastic
clues. Yeah. Now, I had feedback that I gave too many clues. Mm. I had some feedback that said, tell Wayne to shut the hell up.
Oh, really?
Literally. Oh. A couple of our guests were like, tell him to shut up. We need the clues. Mm. Some people were like, don't let Wayne talk, push you around.
Right. Okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to advocate that you guys get correct clues.
Right. Now, 25% of the clues were inaccurate, but we fixed them in the middle of the show.
Right,
so
let's
not be picky about that. All right. Now, we had a few guesses that were incorrect. We had one guess that said that was the Rock House. Nope. I don't even know. Now, we said over and over that this was a Sands property. Is that right?
The second time around you did.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. We said it was a Sands property, and then somebody guessed it was the Monte Carlo Brewery.
Sounds like a hint you would give.
Right. I would probably say. Yeah. It rhymes with Bonnie Barlow.
Hint number one, it's a Sands property.
Right.
Hint number two, it's the brewery at the Monte Carlo. Hint number three, did I say brewery at Monte Carlo?
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to be helpful here.
Right.
All right. We got 25 correct guesses.
Jeez.
Awesome.
Geez.
Here we go. And some nice comments as well.
Time for Scott to read the phone book. Here we go.
Let's talk a little bit. First of all, we've got Rex. Rex and Lynn Cooper from Salina, Kansas.
Every time you do this, it's like a PBS buddy.
But you know what's interesting about this?
We'd like to thank.
I saw a new technique.
We'd like to thank Rex and what's the other name? Lynn.
Yeah.
Rex and Lynn.
Rex and Lynn.
Thank you for supporting.
We appreciate your $10 deposit, or your $10 what's it called donation. We saw an interesting thing happen here. Couples, now Rex and Lynn, you look at Rex and Lynn, I haven't met them, but I'm guessing they're good people. They're good, they're Kansas.
Do they alternate wearing the hat?
No, here's what's happening. This is what's very clever. Now Rex and Lynn, good people, salt of the earth. They're like, we're going to give you one for both of us. But there are two couples here who split.
Oh. That's
man, woman, man, woman. I love that.
That's the smarter
play. We know some of these people. Okay, so Brian Kaditz from Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin.
Aww.
I bet you a cup nipple slip's not playing there.
No.
Got a drink. But Punching the Junk will probably be there, playing at the Pizza Hut. Okay. Steve I.
Not the Cheesecake Factory or something.
Of course, Steve there. Dennis Sun, who won recently, and your hat has been sent in the mail. Way to go, Dennis. I forgot what our rule was. If you won twice, you got something else. And if you won a third time,
it's supposed to move up. It's supposed to be drink.
Right.
Then it should move up to like pitcher.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Then it should move up to.
Horrible idea.
Horrible. Bottle.
Horrible, horrible idea. All right. Here's our first couple. Lloyd Verdown from Richmond, Virginia, and his wife, Dawn. I see them a lot on the websites and the Facebook and stuff, I think. So, smart couple.
Thank you for supporting Vegas Video Network
That's
Broadcast.
Right. I love you guys. Heidi Matthews from Boise, Idaho. Beautiful Boise, Idaho. We got Dom Bud Long from Las Vegas. I think he's been here before. Michael Plowick. I always have a hard time with him. He's from Canada.
A.
Hard to say those names. Canada.
Yeah. You never know what these people are about.
Alan Johnson, Pensacola, Florida. We're everywhere. We're all over the place. Ryan McCulloch from California. What? Oh, no, Canada or California.
Right.
Hard to say.
Yeah.
One of those
They're
two.
Essentially the
it's
same.
A rounding error, really.
Right.
Phil Tiki, is probably the coolest name of all of them, from Naperville, Illinois, which is right by Chicago. He actually told me that. Thank you. Polly Davis, no address. We'll play. Stephen Sutherland from Chatham, Ontario, Canada. By the
Chatham.
Way.
I've been to Chatham.
Have you? He had a real nice thing to say to me. I appreciate your nice words, Stephen. Thank you very much for that.
Actually, I've been on Chatham Street.
There you go. David Fagan
Windsor.
From Seattle. Also a super nice comment in the submission. Thank you there, Dave. I really appreciate that.
Is that why they're on the larger post-it notes?
That's right. Big, giant whiteboard.
Right.
Fascinatingly, Dave won.
Yeah. Steve gets the little flag that you, like, sign here, the X on it.
Right, right.
Right. Fold it up.
Right. There's no corruption going on here. Rick Rivera.
Ernst & Young is all over this.
Yeah, yeah. Rick Rivera from, I think, Arizona. Couldn't tell. Bradley V from Las Vegas. And his wife is in here somewhere. There she is. Christina V. Oops.
Oh, what, the baby didn't get a guess?
Oh, man, I'm surprised they didn't put in Baby Awesome.
Jeez, come on, what did you got a third.
Right, that's pretty good.
That.
Gotta be thinking. Stuart Pointer, of course, good friend of ours from the UK, is there.
Two things kids are good for. A, extra money back in your taxes.
That's true.
And B, another entry into the Have a Drink.
I liked it. Come on, Christina and Bradley. Pat Huey, I believe, who's on the live chat right now. Boom! Mike Q from Portland. I know Mike's there. And, of course, Monica Butler, who goes by Binky in the live chat, who lives in beautiful Chicago.
Okay. Before 10 p.m. or after 10 p.m. she goes by Binky?
Binky? I don't know. We're not going to get into that. Luckily, she's not on right now, so she won't get mad at us. Okay, so what is the answer? The answer, let's go ahead and see the graphic again. The answer is Public House. That's Public House at the beautiful Venetian Hotel and Casino.
It looks a lot like, I would have said... the place that's at Red Rock and Town Square.
Oh,
Somebody, anybody.
Oh, what's that place called? Tap House. Nope.
Nope.
Nope. It's not Tap House.
It's not.
There's one
Yard
over
House.
Yard House. There you go. Yeah, those big pipes are beer. And they've got a load of beer kegs in the back. All right, so let's go ahead and pick. Oh, wait, actually, you can pick.
Ooh.
Did you pick last time? Or did I pick?
I didn't host last time.
Yeah, fair enough. Hard to tell.
Yeah.
All right, we're mixing it all up. Whoop, easy. Somebody just jumped out of there.
She's blonde, I'm brunette.
All right.
We both laughed
She's
everything
nice to
you
me.
Say. And
you're not. Here we go. Here
and
we are. This is it. Big winner. Here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of this week's Have a Drink on Me with the correct guess of the Public House at Venetian is...
Stuart!
Oh, shit. I say that because he's got this drink he wants me to buy him that's, I don't know, probably $1,000. All right, Stuart! Stuart, you're the big winner.
You are welcome.
He's going to be in town this weekend.
Look at that.
How about that? So Stuart will likely ask me to buy him a drink this weekend.
Get that tab open now.
I don't see him wearing a visor. Okay, that's it. Congratulations, Stuart, for that. There you are, just to prove that it's there. There's Stuart right there. You okay? Boom, good. All right, let's go to today's Have a Drink picture. I zigged a little bit on this one.
Oh.
A little zag, okay. If you will. Okay. Sometimes when you go to a restaurant, or especially a bar, after maybe the first three or so drinks, you do what's called breaking the seal, right? You end up having to go to the bathroom. And once you do that, well, you're in. You just got to go every drink. I thought we should look at a place, a bathroom, that I think is probably the coolest bathroom in all of Las Vegas. There's a picture. It's the funniest.
Absolutely funniest.
The funniest bathroom in all of Las Vegas is our Have a Drink for this week.
Have you ever been to the bathroom? The reason I say that is the bathroom at the Downtown Cocktail Room. Pretty cool.
Oh, I have not.
Yeah.
I have not. I don't believe I have.
So anyways, this
is our Have a Drink on Me for this week. This is a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we all here in the studio know where this is. We are now going to collectively come up with our hints. All right? Here we go. Hint number one, it is not on the strip.
Okay, I'll certify that. Okay, all right.
All right. Hint number
that
two,
one passes.
Brought to you by Wayne.
It's recently changed, it's changed names within the last year.
Was it last year?
Within the last year.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's very good. So Not on the Strip has recently changed names in the last year. And number three, we'll have to collectively figure out number three, a good number three clue. The bar, well, I don't want to give the name of the bar next to it. Maybe I should. What do you think?
I think, no. Scott, I think I know where this is at. I'll chime in with a quick.
Okay, good.
A quick
our third clue is brought to you by Jacob.
Hint number three.
I love this.
Is, it's, what'd you say, Scott? It's not on the Strip?
Not on the Strip.
Tim Wayne, you said it's what?
The property
changed its
has
name within the last year.
Has right. changed names within its last year. And I'll say the third hint is where this place is located, the sports book is super.
Okay. 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 That's a pretty good clue. If you're really into that, you'll get that pretty quickly. See, I wouldn't get it because I'm an idiot when it comes to sports booking.
Yay, go
but
team.
That's good. All right. So,
have we won the match?
So again, let's take my picture off so you can see that's a bathroom. It's a men's urinal, right?
That's better. Because no one would expect from you. This is a room that women can't go into.
No, I could. All right, that guy could have been one of my clues. Then I would have got a bunch of crap for that. All right, so our clues again, real quick. This is not on the Strip. It is in Las Vegas. It is in a property that has recently changed its name in the last year-ish, and the book there is super. All right.
Sports book is super.
The sports book is super there. If you know where this property is, all you have to do is tell me the property. You're not going to say, "Oh, it's the bathroom that's five steps away from the, from the opening of the whatever the hula." All right. Just tell me the property. If you know the property, send it to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Again, haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Here's one thing I will not do. I'm not going to have a drink and then go look at this damn thing. This is real quick news before we take our first break. Going to be building a roller coaster at they're proposing to build a roller coaster at Tropicana, and the roller coaster is called the Polar Coaster, which is also the porn name I used to use.
That oh I thought that guy looked familiar.
Polar Coaster. So
I was digging through the old VHS the other day.
Right. I am Polar Coaster. I used to have a mustache. No.
Oh.
Had that cool 70s music. All right, here he is now, the Polar Coaster. No. So here's what's the challenge? What's the problem with trying to build a big roller coaster on the Strip? Real estate's expensive, mm-hmm. right? You got to stretch that crap out. Oh, no. Let's go ahead and build a roller coaster that's straight up and down. What would that look like, Scott? Well, it might look something like this. This is a Polar Coaster. I'm going up a Polar Coaster. Going up. There's somebody going down. Going up.
Well, it's
there's
an
somebody
elephant.
Going
Whoa.
Down.
Oh, so they're
look
like
it.
Individual.
It's going up. It's got the red and the blue and some signage too. You're going having a concert tonight.
This is the first single
Not
for A Cup.
You. A Cup. What was it? A Cup. Nipple Slip.
Yep.
Have a drink. Look at that. Woo! And they're little small little guys on there instead of big long roller coasters. You're going and you're cruising and what's that? Puke. I puked on the guy below me. Everybody is below me. Woo! Going down. Watch me. I'm going up the elevator. Going, oh, what the hell was I thinking? There I am. Puking again. I went down on the elevator. I was afraid. It's 1,000 feet high. 360 views stuff. Roller coaster experience. Tons of people. It actually looks pretty nifty.
Okay.
All right. There it is. It's going to be at the Tropicana. Here's the over-under. What are the chances of that actually getting built?
Probably right after they build that observation wheel across from Mandalay Bay, right. which was also supposed to have video screens right. and spin you around.
Right.
And you got to realize, Vegas has not had, roller coasters haven't done well out here. There was a roller coaster on top of the Stratosphere.
It's gone. It's gone.
There was a roller coaster at the Sahara.
Well.
Gone.
Super gone.
So
New York.
Yeah, the New York one does okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
it's good.
But it's like a crazy taxi. It's themed. It fits.
Yeah, I get that.
People in those rooms, though, complain. If
really?
You look on like
About
a Yelp
noise?
Or a TripAdvisor,
right.
that thing goes to like 11 and like 10 o'clock. People are trying to go to bed. Why?
What are you going
I
to bed at
no
11
idea.
O'clock, 10 o'clock in New York?
So people are like screaming by your hotel window until like 11.
So I give that about a 25% chance of being built.
I'm going to cut that in half into 12 and a half.
Yeah, I'd probably bet on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no chance.
But hey, you know, that role, that
neat,
observation
though.
Wheel,
cool.
Don't call it a Ferris wheel, that observation wheel across from Mandalay Bay, it's still going to happen.
It's giant.
We've just got to, we just only have built two concrete,
legs. You
know, pylons so far.
$10 million legs.
But hey, the pieces, they're in Germany, just getting
German.
Giner felted, you know,
Giner
and then they'll be in, and we'll be, you know, competing observation wheels in no time.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. That, I think I talked about that before. What a cluster that was. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and build it. Do you have the whole plans? Do you have the whole financing? No.
Pay as you go.
Yeah.
Come on, you know.
And there's some people worried that SLS might be like that as well, that they've got some financing, but they don't have the full amount. They're going to have to somehow prove that they can get to where they got to go. Mm. And I hope it works, because I drive by that every day coming to the studio. And the Sahara, as it was once known, is gone.
Oh, yeah.
It's just gone. They have torn that little thing, that pergola thing or whatever you call it, gone.
You see they gutted all the hotel rooms, too.
Oh, yeah.
Kept the towers there, gutted the rooms. You can see right through them.
Oh, I didn't know that. But you can see into what is the heart of the casino.
Yes.
Just driving up and down the
strip.
What
was the heart?
Yeah, it's just gone. So it's,
the only thing
they're doing
is the facade of the NASCAR cafe and that buffet in the back. That's still there.
Yeah.
On Paradise and Sahara right there?
Although, no, I think they're probably working from the strip that way.
Could be.
They have a new billboard up on the strip that's not a great billboard. They could use some help. All right, let's take a quick break, and then we're hanging with Esteban. Oh, you'll get that in a minute. This is the Vegas Video Network. Be right back.
Oh, hi. I'm Kelly Clinton. That sucks. I wonder if Joan Rivers is watching.
Oh, please. Oh, my God. Who cares?
I don't have a different one. You know who watches this show? Wayne Newton.
You got that right, Kelly. I think you're absolutely beautiful and talented, young lady. 5, 6, 9, 12. Talk your shit.
More camera time for me.
Hey, I wonder if Cher's watching.
Oh, please. I have so many other things to do.
Hi, I'm Kelly Clinton. I'm the host of Talk Tales, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. That was horrible.
Welcome back. Whoosh. They call him the Blue Streak. Thank you, Wayne. Sometimes you just have to have a little lubrication for what you're about to talk about. Okay.
Hey now. Didn't need any of that for what we're going to talk about.
Okay, so here's what we're going on. So here's what's happening. Last week, I've been promising this for,
oh my gosh,
feels like years.
Yep, and it seemed like years. I was waiting for the day to finally come.
Oh my God! So we decide. Okay, all right, I'll go see Esteban. So we had a mandate, as in it must be done. No, that's not what I mean. Like a mandate, like a mandate. Anybody get that? Hello, keep up, people.
Ooh, double entendre.
These are the jokes.
Scott's on fire.
So we get there a little early. Actually, Wayne insisted we get there.
Absolutely.
The show starts at 8:30.
Uh-huh.
He said, "I'll meet you at 7."
Yep.
That's an hour and a half to prep for Esteban, and I get it.
You just had to get the nerves out.
Right.
And,
I understand.
You know,
I understand the thinking.
And again, the day started off great. Remember, I sent you a text message. Happy birthmas. Merry birthmas, because that's
what
it seemed
that.
Like.
I saw
like,
that.
It was like my birthday.
By the
birthday.
Way, I got there, I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? And sometimes, I think I sent you a smiley face back, as in, I think he's mildly, you know, slow.
Right, yeah.
I don't want to make fun of him, but what the hell is he talking about?
So that's what that means.
I got it. Okay.
Okay.
So we go to the Tempo Bar, which is the middle bar at LVH. He's at LVH. Yeah. Well. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. So he's at LVH, and so we go to the Temple Bar, have a couple drinks. But first of all, controversy. This pisses me off like nothing else. Before we even get in Esteban, I'm not in a good mood because you, the consumer, are you a local? Doesn't matter. Are you a tourist? It doesn't matter. You, sir, are being ripped off. You, ma'am, are being ripped off. Ladies and gentlemen. If you're watching this show, I want you to go on Google and look up how many ounces are in a shot. An ounce or a shot equals X ounces. Go ahead, I'll take a minute. Okay, here's the answer. 1.5 ounces. Why
Which
do I know
that? I got
this?
Wrong. I went wrong. To public college in Ohio. I said 1 ounce.
I know that because I'm using a weight loss program that says it's 1.5 ounces. I know. I don't want to talk about that, by the way. Leave me alone. Okay, so 1.5 ounces. So we decide to have a couple drinks, and, you know,
1, 2, 5.
Doesn't matter. It's a rounding thing. We had a few drinks. Wayne comes in and insists. By the way, Wayne is my only friend who insists on us having shots. It's like I'm in high school. Like, I mean, high school. Did I drink in high school? I let the bag out. Let the cat out of the bag. Time for another A cup punch face hole thing.
You're close. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, a punch, a slip, nipple slip, punch hole. A cup nipple slip. All right. Anyway, so I'm like, all right, we'll have a shot.
Yep.
We have a crown, or we have our, or I have, actually, I suggested that we have Honey Jack. Mm-hmm. You said you didn't want Honey Jack.
The Honey Jack.
What happened? You introduced me to Honey Jack.
No,
but
you
keep
telling
me,
saying that.
You tell me that I
didn't.
Well, I'm
I introduced
with my
you
story.
To shots, like you said earlier,
you did,
correctly.
That's for sure.
But now the Honey Jack, I'm not a Jack kind of guy.
Maybe I introduced you to Honey Jack, and that was only because somebody introduced me to Honey Jack at some place over at Palace Station. Mm-hmm. You showed up, I'm like, hey, try this.
I showed up missing.
This is not terrible. So I'm like, we'll have a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? With the Margaritaville mixer, by the way, you get a shot. You know that?
In the...
Yeah. And by the way, it is 1.5 ounces. Booyah.
Wow.
Okay. So,
well, you know, Jimmy Buffett's not going to shortchange you on liquor.
Right. Hell no.
Come on.
Margaritaville. So we're like, all right, we'll have a couple shots. So she brings out the shot. So here's, actually, did I take, I had a picture. I didn't take it. So if that's the shot, that's 1.5 ounce shot, like there, it was up to about here. There's a line right there, let's say, and it was a little bit below the line. It was below the line. So I don't know what happened, what got into me. But I'm like, hey, how much is this? How much content is in there? And she knew.
Yeah.
It's 0.8 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
What? That's about half
Which
of what a
shot could
be.
Which your follow-up question was, do you know how much is supposed to be, how many ounces are in a shot?
Right, and nobody knows that, by the way. Nobody. So if you want to have a trivial contest, actually don't have it. I was going to say it'd be a good bar bet. But if you use the bartender to tell you, you're going to be screwed because they don't fucking know. Mm-hmm. But if you have Google, say, yeah, do you know how many ounces are in a shot? They'll say an ounce. Boom, 1.5 ounces, buy me a drink. All right, so do that. That's a good idea. All right, so she does that. We get a couple of those because I wanted at least one shot worth of drinks. That's what I'm sticking with from a story perspective. Okay, so now we go into Siesta Bond.
Oh, wow.
So I'm prepped. I'm ready to go. I've had several drinks. I'm ready to go. Okay, here we go. So let's talk about the venue. The venue is at, like I said, LVH.
It's Shimmer Cabaret.
It's the Shimmer Cabaret Showroom. I really like this venue. It's one of my favorite
Seats
400. Venues.
140 up, 140 down, 170 up.
Which you would never know.
Right.
Right? Because it's a small, it's a rather intimate room. I've seen a lot of different shows there for many, many years. But yeah, we mm-hmm. were told, who told us that?
Anthony Padilla.
Okay, so Padilla, who was on Odds Couple for a while and is a comedian there and headlines there, good guy. He was telling us, yeah, it's 400 or whatever number. I'm like, 400? What the hell? Where are you putting it? Because, well, it's, you know, 100 and some odd here, 170 down here, and then another 130 upstairs. I mean, upstairs? I've never seen anybody upstairs. Well, there's a whole balcony up there. Shit, didn't even know it. But it's a great little room. Not a bad seat in the house, really. It's got a bar in the back. It's pretty cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So I really like that venue. It's very intimate. I mean, it's not the kind of thing that you would expect to see a big famous person in. But nonetheless, I like that place.
We walked in. They sit us at a table up front, off to the right a little bit.
A little bit off the right.
And immediately, you're looking for the upgrade.
Well, I'm like, hey, I did. I really did. But first of all, I paid nothing for these tickets. These were house seat tickets. We didn't pay. You know, they papered that room. I think half the people in there probably didn't pay for it. But so I'm in there, if not more. So I get in there, and I'm like, we're off to the side. And I'm thinking I want to take some pictures of this guy. It ended up, the seats that we were in, perfect. Perfect seats, as you'll see in a moment. But I'm like, hey, I go back to the guy, the usher, and I actually have this thing with ushers, like, you know, you bastards, just put me where I want. Don't make me give you money. But I'm like, hey, can we sit more in the middle? He's like, no, not yet. We're still waiting for people to come in, you know, the paid tickets, and they tend to be in the middle. I'm like,
VIP,
you know what?
I think he said.
Yep. I get that. I completely get that. So I go back to our seats. We're like, well, no, fuck it. We're not going to deal with that. Come to find out, it was a good thing that we weren't moved. There were 25 people in the room, and I would have hated to piss off one of those people who we
also
they never would have known.
Those tickets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but it ended up being just fine that we did not get moved. Okay.
Now, to be fair to Esteban, 25 on the bottom level, we couldn't really see how many were on that upper level. It could have been the full 170 compliment. So, just want to, disclaimers, you know, we didn't go, I didn't go upstairs and start going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That's funny.
So.
Okay.
Anywhere.
So let's say.
So there were anywhere from 25 to 195 people there.
Exactly. All right. So let's say there's 195 people
there. Give or take 175.
There's 195 people there. We saw 25. But, you know, we've been drinking. We probably didn't see all the people in the back. They're very quiet up there, by the way.
Although, now that we were drinking, did we count anybody twice?
Oh, that might have been it. Might have been 12 and a half people there, and we didn't know. All right. So so in there, they do a technique before the show gets started that a lot of comedy shows do, kind of, where they show slides or videos.
Oh, yeah.
So they're showing these slides of Esteban.
Like a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, it's basically a PowerPoint presentation. Uh-huh. Not as good as the PRISM one from the NSA guys, but it is another way of doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a couple pictures of it. The first one is, hey, if you want guitar lessons from Esteban, you can get them for free
on YouTube.
What? Boom. And the name of this is, it was actually kind of a, what's it called? Not pre-shadowing. What's it called?
Foreshadowing.
It's a foreshadowing of the way he talks. Because the YouTube channel is YouTube.com/EstebanRockOn. Right? He does that a lot.
All one word.
Free guitar lessons, exclusive interviews, exclusive videos. And I actually went by there and I'm like, yep, there you go. That's Esteban's web channel. Okay, I get it. All right. And then the next one, this is, actually, come back to me for a minute. So part of my issue has always been with this guy, his claim of being really close to a guy named Segovia, who is considered one of the greatest classical guitar players.
Basically, according to his Wikipedia and other bios that he has written, he being Esteban, Segovia practically raised him from birth.
Yeah. And Segovia is basically Jesus Christ of classical guitar playing. He's like the guy. Lived in Spain for a while. He's been dead for a long time. The next photo that comes up after the, here's where you can get your free guitar lessons on YouTube, is, of course, a picture of, no shit, not a big shock here, Segovia with Esteban. That's Esteban on the right side, all happy and wearing white.
Which I made the observation, Esteban is in front of the curtain, the shears, Segovia in front of the drapes. That could have been photoshopped.
Could have been. And Segovia could be dead right there. I mean, he doesn't look. He's
well, remember I said to you, they could have done a Weekend at Bernie's, you know, where it's just, right. They just. Esteban just has Segovia's corpse packed away somewhere and brings him out,
which
carries
really
him around.
Not really nice to the Esteban people. All right. So we're watching this. I'm like, okay, all right. I'm right. I'm into it. Let's go. Here we go. Open mind. You know.
Absolutely.
I legitimately, seriously want to say,
you did go in with an open mind.
I did.
You really did.
I would like. Look, I want this guy to be good.
There were some times where because we had 3 drinks and 2 shots before we even walked in the place. I was starting to get a little super fanish, and you had to kind of.
You were.
You had to say, Wayne.
Yes, you were a little
now.
Super fanish.
Come on.
You did a lot of standing ovations, which I thought was unusual for 25 people, because you could be picked out. And the other thing was, nobody followed you. Usually in a standing ovation, everybody goes, well, shit, let's go. You just stood up. I'm like, oh, Christ, sit down, Wayne.
There were a couple of those moments.
All right.
You have to temper me down a little.
So the show's about to begin. No, it's dark. The screen goes down. And so this real big guy, it goes up. This big guy, big black guy comes out. Real quiet. Mm-hmm.
Shuffles feet a little bit.
And he introduces
kind of hunched
him.
Over.
Yeah, and it was.
And he just picks up a microphone.
Quite possibly the worst introduction I have ever seen in my life for the beginning of a show. Ladies and gentlemen, Pimp and Wayne.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great pleasure to introduce to you a man who has sold over 1 million albums. Let's all get together and welcome.
Now meanwhile, while this is going on, Wayne and I are looking at each other like, what the hell is going on here?
Like,
this guy is on Adderall.
Is this a new script for him tonight?
What is happening here? This poor guy, I think he's going to have a heart attack right up there. What the fuck is happening here?
Well, my first thought was, oh, how nice of Esteban to reach out to the challenge community and bring one of the little guys on stage.
That's crazy. So we're sitting there going, my God, it's like a Saturday Night Live skit before they even got started.
Yeah.
All right, so he introduces them, and Esteban just comes sauntering out.
And the great part is, the 25 people, you know, are like centers, mostly center stage, right?
Yeah.
This guy is just kind of looking off to stage left, like facing stage left, because his little percussion podium and setup is over here. Didn't even go to center stage, didn't address the crowd.
Yeah, he's off in the dark.
I'm looking, you know, the audience is over here. I'm looking over here telling you about the great Esteban.
So our seats were perfect. Oh, he's looking
right
at us.
Absolutely.
Like, what's going on? Do you remember his name?
Henry?
Harold. Awesome. All right. So Harold, I didn't know what he was. I thought he was just a guy. They're like, hey.
Right.
Here. Just introduce him real quick, and you go out and get
he's
your drink.
He's the production assistant working the Thursday shift at LVH.
Come to find out, Harold is not just the MC for the big show. No. He's a percussionist for the show as well. I'm like, what the?
The whole show's percussionist.
Yeah, he's a guy. And I've read that this show has changed musicianship-wise over the course of the time that's been there. They used to play just the daughter and him a couple of days, and then they'd have a big band with keyboards and a full drummer. When we were there, it was three of them. So Esteban comes out.
They had to get rid of the drummer and the band.
And the keyboard player,
and
whatever.
And keyboards, and just kick it down to wind chimes.
So Esteban comes out, and he's joined by Teresa Joy, who is his daughter, and then the drummer guy, Harold. And so they start playing. And so now you're probably thinking, you know, I am a bit of a guitar guy.
Let's time out for a second. You missed Esteban dropped a bombshell on us before he even started playing.
What did he say?
He came out, and he thanked the lighting director, remember, first thing. And the reason he was thanking the lighting director, he dropped a bomb on us, Gap Band style.
Boom.
And said, I'd like to thank you all for coming out. I'd like to thank the lighting director. This is going to be our next to last show.
Now, we're going to give you another bomb in a minute. Actually, two more bombs. Next to last show. That was on a Thursday. Friday's my last show.
Every time I play slot machines, I just want to hit megabucks. I'm glad I haven't. If it was megabucks or catching Esteban, we waited another week, Scott.
We missed him. Missed him. So what was crazy was everybody was so freaked out by it. All 195 people who were in that room were like,
plus or minus 175.
Give or take. We're like, and then he started to play. So he starts to play.
He did.
And, okay, so I'm kind of a guitar guy. I used to make a living playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth of the matter is, he is at my level at guitar playing. And I'm not saying that to be braggadocious or anything like that. I used to be an okay guitar player. Not great. I was good. I sold a lot of CDs. I didn't sell a million. I sold about 40,000 or so. But I watched him play, and he did some things that I thought were actually very good. He does some classic guitar moves that I can't do. You know, he does the twirly thing with his fingers and while he's playing with them. I don't do that. I fake it like Van Halen does. So he was doing some things. I'm like, okay, all right, that's not terrible. I'm okay with that. But he did some other things that a classically trained guitar player would never, never, never do. I guarantee you, if you went and saw Segovia in Spain, he wasn't doing a lot of bar chords. That just doesn't happen in classical guitar. But this guy was doing bar chords all over the place. Okay, so here he goes. He's starting to play. We've got a couple of photos of this. So it's an intimate thing.
It's a nice, simple set design.
Yeah.
Some white sheets.
Yeah.
Some lights by the great lighting
director. Yeah, so let's take a look
at
those four graphics. So there he is when he first came out, standing
very
in
the
Captain Morgan bay.
You got a stool. You've got a box, basically.
Right.
And then there's a Juilliard School for the Wind Chimes Herald. Off on the right side.
There he is. And then eventually Teresa.
Which again was weird though. And there's his daughter, beautiful daughter.
Teresa
she
Joy.
Comes out, Teresa Joy, she comes out and plays the guitar.
No.
Harold
violin.
Is.
Violin.
There's Harold. Excuse me, you're right, violin.
Right.
Well, there's Harold facing the wall over on stage left.
Right, there was.
Just in his own little world.
There wasn't a lot of vibe
I'm just
between them.
Yeah. Play the bongos over here. Don't want to steal the spotlight, Bon.
There wasn't a lot.
I'm not threatening. Please don't fire me.
Harold, he was playing all kinds of stuff. Here's a picture of some of the things he played. He played those little wood things and that little ziggy-ziggy thing.
Uh-huh.
And some of those and that. Basically the jazz stuff. Now, here's what I'm going to say.
And wind chimes. Wind chimes were a big part of his repertoire.
Listen, the truth of the matter was, he did a very good job.
He was okay.
He did a good job for that kind of music. I'm telling you, it was a really good job. I was giving his opening introduction. I'm like, my God, I'm surprised the guy can stand up and breathe. Meanwhile, he actually did some very nice, tasty things. So I thought he did a nice job. Way to go, Harold. Way to go. So meanwhile, so they're playing. Now, the gal, Teresa Joy, right? Is that her name?
Yep.
She's out there, you know, doing her thing, and she was good. She was very good.
Absolutely.
The sound of that reminded me a lot of Yanni. Now, I'm a little embarrassed that I can tell you this, but there was a phase that I was in.
Live at the Acropolis is a good album.
And that's the one. So that album has some violin people, and it was the music there, the musicality, and the sound of it, the reverb, was very. It reminded me of that. I'm like, well, that's pretty nice. There are some people who complained that she was too loud in previous shows. She actually responded, like on TripAdvisor, and said, "Yeah, we're trying to fix the sound. We appreciate the feedback." So they were engaged with that. Okay, so music's going along, and I'm like, okay, this is not terrible.
Yep.
This is. I get why all these housewives are calling KSHP and going, "It's the best show I ever saw."
Well, when we walked in, I walked up to the bartender.
Oh, yeah.
So I say to the bartender, "How many drinks am I gonna need to get through this?" And she says to me, she looks at me straight and says, "None." I said, "Okay." She goes, "Do you like guitar?" And I said, "Yeah, it's okay. I am here at Esteban, so I'm not here for the accordion or the."
Is the accordion guy playing?
Right, Weird Al has the night off. So I said, "Yeah." She goes, "He's really good." And then his daughter comes out and she plays the violin. She's very good. And I thought to myself, okay, they have the staff at the OVH brainwashed.
Got it. So I'm like, okay. So then the next part of this, what really makes a great show is not just the playing. It's the interaction with the audience.
Yes. This was almost like, remember Storytellers on VH1?
Yeah.
Oh, this was almost like that.
So before he opened his mouth, I'm like, okay, I get why people like him. He is not a great musician. He is a good musician. He's got the look. I completely get the
look.
I get the vibe. He sold a million of something of the heart, passion of the heart.
It's that middle-aged housewife demographic.
Perfect. Smack dab in the middle. Completely get it. All right. So one of the things that we heard when people were telling us how great the show was his banter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm like, all right, I can't wait to hear the banter. Well, I brought a microphone with me to record some of Esteban's banter. Let's take a listen. Wanna? Okay, we will. Here we go.
All right. Here's
the first bit of banter. And we've got five examples of it. Now, the recording is not that great, but the first one is him talking about his improving and his connection with Segovia. Let's hear that.
Never played with a girl like that in our lives. That was really fun.
Never.
Wow, we should put that one on a record somewhere. Man, that was cool. Whew, I don't know what happened. When I started playing, you know, what happened to me was I lost my ability to play, you know, just stopped. And I was like I studied with Segovia, the great master, so I was hit by a drunk driver in 1980.
Hey, is that the whole one? That was the whole one from the first one? All right. Really? My notes are stuck. So that was his first of several Segovia
name
drops.
In that particular banter, if you will, it was almost like he was reading from his Wikipedia page.
Mm.
He gave us some background about his history, his car accident, his rehabilitation.
Couldn't play for 10 years.
It took me from heartbreaking all the way up to
joy and ecstasy.
Absolutely.
Right.
It was the full gamut of emotion.
Right. So he talks about Segovia once. I'm like, okay. Touch the Segovia rock and move on. We got to talk about him again. Clip number two.
And I spent a lot of years in Spain, and I just love this song. My teacher, Segovia, the old master of the guitar, loved this song as well.
Yeah, so I guess he might have hung out with Segovia?
He might have. Now, before you continue, Scott, okay. I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to take a sip from this beer.
Right.
I'm not sure what's going to happen. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know. I never swallow the same way twice.
Right.
So, here we go.
Okay.
Wow.
What Wayne,
that was something.
What Wayne's demonstrating is what you're about to hear now.
See, I started drinking this beer, and you just went with it.
You didn't know.
I've never
you
drank
no
the same beer
twice. You had no idea
what
was going to happen.
You heard me go silent. You started carrying on.
You could
way to go. Scott.
Well, first of all, you could have done this, and the label could have come this way. The label could have turned that way.
But you took it.
You may have swallowed the beer.
You took it and you ran.
Right.
Great job. Way to go.
I know. Well, thank you. So here's the other thing about musicians, folks. You don't tell anybody that you're improvising. You just fucking improv. That's what improv guys do. You don't go and watch a jazz show. You know, you don't go to a Clint Holmes show over at the Smith Center, and at the end of him improvising, and they're like, by the way, I just improvised. I didn't know what I was going to do. I had no idea I was going to improv. Really? You didn't know? Holy fuck. And so the next clips are him basically telling us, we improv. And what the fuck, that was improv? Who would have guessed that? All right, here's the third one. It should be him saying, I don't know what we're going to do. Let's see what happens. Go ahead.
They can go on for like an hour. I get involved in this and I just disappear on the guitar. I have no idea what my fingers are doing out there. Believe me, I just don't have a clue. I just kind of sit here and play the guitar. Every note that I play is so meaningful to me because I'm able to play the guitar again. And that's like a big thing for me. And this is off of our album, Enter the Heart. It's all improvised. This is a morning rock called Lotus Wind.
I don't know what I'm going to play.
Nope. I just put my fingers on the guitar and just start playing.
He did one. He said once, I'm going to start in D. And then he said,
I
don't know what I'm going to do.
He goes, I'm just going to start on a chord. I don't know which one. And we're just going to go from there. And,
awesome.
And after every song, you know, we never play that the same way twice.
I know. I thought I got that. And I missed
it. It's completely different.
There was a couple times where he went,
every
wow.
Night.
I can't believe I didn't have it. He was like, wow.
Wow.
I wish we recorded that.
Oh.
I'm like, you have to be kidding
me
with this.
And then Harold realized he needed to hit the wind chimes again, and he just went with it.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so then we get to the end of the show, and he ends with Green Sleeves, which is a Christmas song, typically.
Well, it was like Christmas for me.
Yeah,
it
was. Okay,
I might have specially requested
that. So here's his intro to Green Sleeves towards the end of the concert or show.
Anyways, the Green Sleeves theme, we're just going to play Green Sleeves.
I'm not sure what we're going to do. I am. You're going to play Greensleeves. I'm pretty sure you're going to play the song that you just introduced, Greensleeves. Any more of that one left? Go.
And do it from our hearts, and may you feel the love and peace in the song.
Okay. So you play Greensleeves. Mm-hmm. Now, actually, I played that on my album, one of my albums. And I'm like, okay. Nicely done. Way to go, Harold. Thank you, Teresa. I like it. So the big crescendo ending. Oh, Greensleeves! Here's the ending. Go.
Thank you for the lovely staff. Thank you, Harold. Awesome job. Yeah. Rock on, Vegas. We have a deep turn outside if you want to. God bless you. Rock on.
That's when we learned a whole new language. There's a whole new language. If you speak to Esteban, it's not, hey, how you doing? It's, hey, bro, and rock on. Oh, Scott, you're making that up. But the him, first of all, you just heard him do that on the big concert. But wait, I got proof. What are you talking about, Scott? Well, let's take a look at some pictures in the after mingly part. Sure, let's do that. Which one do we have for that? Yeah, okay, that's great. Boom.
Oh.
Here we go.
Look at
now.
Like a kid in
look
an Esteban-flavored candy
Wayne
store.
Wayne is wearing, by the way, the Vegas Video Network visor.
I am.
What? Because all the great kids do. So there's Teresa Joy's arm, which is fascinating. Usually she's in the entire photo.
Teresa had a habit of trying to insert herself in everything. I get the feeling she's trying to ride Daddy's coattails a little bit.
She's probably making sure Daddy doesn't go off the fucking rails, is
that
my guess.
That could be, too. Teresa was very pleasant. She was very talented. I was just focused on the bond at this point.
Exactly. So, but hey, I'm Esteban. I'm like, hey, can we get a picture? Of course. Boom! Here's your
picture. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Now, wait a minute. Let's go back two pictures. Boop. What? Oh, he was signing a CD for your mom.
Yes.
But he also signed something else for you, a little special.
Oh, wow. This, I haven't had a time to get it framed yet. But
look at that.
Everybody, just for going, I didn't even have to buy anything. Esteban would have just given this. It covers my face. Esteban would have just given it to me if I asked. But to Wayne, he signed one for my mother, too. Right. He was a picture signing fool, as mm-hmm. was his daughter. To Wayne, rock on, heart.
Liar. I'm like, hey, wait a minute, what about me, the photographer? I run the Vegas. Oh, he said something so funny about the Vegas Video Network. Oh, don't let me forget that. So I got a picture of him signing a piece of photo-y thing, too. Look at it right here. That's it. Scott, rock on, bro.
Whoa.
Rock on, bro.
Scott, rock on, bro.
Rock on, bro. So I'm like, that's awesome. It was pretty sweet that he would do that for me. Okay.
Well, I did pay $25 for a CD,
so,
which he signed three times.
Right. So here's the truth of the matter. I'm like, okay, he's, I get the vibe, I get the QVC thing. He'll be back on QVC in November.
You
got a new CD out.
Yep. Wear the Black, Johnny Cash tribute album.
Have you listened to it?
I have not. Which his daughters, I don't want the spinning to like ruin the signature.
Remember, his daughters
begged him to record a Johnny Cash album. We learned that in the pre-shows.
Right, we did. Right, it's awesome. So I'm like, okay. I kind of wish he would still be there. But no, he announced from the stage, I'm not going to be here anymore. This is my second to last show. So I'm a journalist. Kind of. And so I pinned him. I'm like, hey. First of all, I said, hey, would you be on the show? He's like, oh, yeah, right, man. I said, well, can you give me like your email? And he's like, yeah. So he gave me his Hotmail account. Way to go keeping up with everything, Hotmail. That's good. And then he spilled the beans. This is a scoop, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Yeah, he's leaving LVH, but where is he going? Tropicana.
A brand new
Tropicana.
1,000-seat theater.
He told us it's going to a 1,000-seat theater.
A thousand-seat theater. Nobody else has been in yet.
Right.
They're going to have a full band.
Rebuild
just for them.
Yep.
Full band, and they're just going to rock out.
Mm-hmm. Bro. So, LVH, you know what? There really were 195 people there. There's probably 1,095. We just didn't see them. Probably satellite feed.
Oh my God.
He's live streaming. That bastard didn't even call me in my little network, my little show, which is what he said to Padilla when I first introduced myself to him. Or actually after the show, he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to do
Scott's little show.
I'm like, little show, you fucking prick. No, I didn't say that. Yeah, no, but anyways, bro, so we're going to be over at the Tropicana, man, and they're building the theater right now.
Yep.
1,000 seats, man. It's going to be cool, bro. I'm like, 1,000 seats? Okay.
Well, we found out, though, shortly after, why he needs so much room.
Why was that?
Picture, please.
Which picture? Oh, God damn it. Go back. Oh, shit. I can't believe I fucked this up. Go back. Here's how I was going to do that joke better. God damn it, what a douchebag. All right. Actually, right here. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I say or what I think or whether he's going there or not. He probably is. A, he sold a million CDs. But B, this guy is hung like a horse. What the fuck? So the reason why he sits like that is, look at that. I think he's an elephant. It shouldn't be Esteban, it should be Elephant Man. It's unbelievable, this guy. And he was like that the whole time. I'm like, that's a weird way to sit. Most classical guitar players sit like this. They have a little stand, it's about this big, it's at the floor, your foot's up about that high. It's not very high. This guy's sitting like the Captain Morgan pirate. And the reason why he's doing that is he's got this big meat package here that he can't deal with it. It gets in the way. It's hitting his neck. He can't play with that thing in the way. It's like an anaconda. What the hell? So the whole time, if he's watching, he's like, yeah, Scott Whitney, you're Scottish, you're Irish, English. Fuck you. I'm hung like a monster. You're probably
maybe
hung
that's
like
what
a
he
chicken.
Was relating to when he said your little show, in relation to what he's got going on.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, in relation to the show he's got in his pants.
In comparison to that,
your show is a little show.
I'm a little show, baby.
Yeah.
So I would say go see Esteban, but he's not there anymore.
No. We will, when he gets the big band.
He's going to Tropicana. Theater. You know what? He may be a ride operator at that.
Oh, that was
that wasn't nice. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sometimes I'm not
here's
nice.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. If
Chris, oh, look at this. Brad said, it's his colostomy.
It's, that's not nice God. Either. Listen, let's get to brass tacks. Brass tacks is, the show was about an hour and 5 hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It was good if classical guitar and or violin is your thing. When my mother comes out to Vegas, I will take her to go see Esteban.
There you go.
It's non-offensive, it's nice, it's light.
Yep.
You have a few drinks, you enjoy yourself. He couldn't sign enough stuff. No. The guy, here's the thing. The guy truly knows, the guy sells albums.
He sells
and the guitars. Yeah. He is a salesman at heart, and he knows that, though.
Oh.
And so because of that, he treats the people that support him accordingly.
And before we left, I have to say this. So we're in line, signing, doing his thing, and he has the Esteban hat.
Yes, he does.
Sitting right there.
Somebody's wondering, this
right
hat.
Right there. The Esteban hat. Right there, he's sitting there, in front.
On the merch
bedazzled.
Table. Well, it's not that.
It had bedazzling on the rim.
A couple rhinestones.
And it was either leather or pleather. We're not sure. I'm like, oh, man, that's some sweet merch, brother. So he's got a guy there, you know, selling the merch, selling the CDs. And the CD guy's like, you know, well, you can buy that one, but if you buy four, by the way, you're going to get 25% off. And it's the same thing. We're going to be selling that for. I'm like, whoa, time out there, slick. Let's talk about the hat. Let's have a conversation with the hat. He's like, well, how much is the hat? And he says,
That's $125.
$125. I said, So I pull out my wallet. I go, I'll give you $25. And without missing a beat, I mean, the guy didn't even, he wasn't offended. He didn't go, take your little network and get the fuck out. No. I'm like, $125? I'm thinking $25. He said, without missing a beat,
best I can do is 40.
Boom! He went from 125 to 40, and he didn't even breathe hard. So clearly, this negotiation process is good. I'm like, I looked at my wallet again, kind of a pantomime thing. No, I'm thinking 25.
Come on, man. You're taking food out of my mouth.
Right. I'm starving the people helping Esteban. He doesn't need to starve. He's got a sausage size of Montana here. He could feed all of the town. There is no need to starve here, because Esteban is hung like a horse. Okay, so that being said, Wayne would go see him again.
I would. He was sweet. His daughter was sweet.
He was sweet.
The guy is just, he's a salesman, and his product is playing guitar.
Yep, yep, absolutely. So we recommend that in November, QVC,
sure.
Buy the Whatever in Black CD.
Wear the Black. Let's talk about Tropicana. Once he gets to the Tropicana,
I'm in.
I think we're going to have to do a follow-up.
Yeah, we'll have our next meetup at the Esteban concert.
Triple the attendance.
All right, so that's it. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to the live chat for playing along. You're good people. So, Wayne, we have a live chat. Wait, Wayne, what would you rather see, Esteban again or Chris Angel? Have you seen Chris Angel?
I have not, but I will go see Esteban. Sarah, I'm not exaggerating. I would go see Esteban again without even thinking twice before I see Chris Angel. The reason for that is, even though he's not a musician at heart, I feel he's a salesman at heart, Esteban probably has 1,000 times more talent than Chris Angel does.
And he probably doesn't steal shit.
Right.
Wait, yes, he does. He steals. Actually, I can't say that. There's a lot of stealing going on here in Las Vegas. God, these people make me want to throw up.
Esteban legitimately has some talent, and you even admitted that.
His
daughter has some talent. Chris Angel is
He's not. Esteban is a pedestrian good guitar player.
Yes.
He is not a great classical guitar player, nor is he a great jazz guy. And
but he doesn't need
to. Telling you, he's not
improvising
worth a shit. He's doing what he's doing every time. I don't know if I told you this. I was planning to go back the next night.
Oh no, you didn't.
I was.
How dare you think of doing that without informing?
No, here's why: because he was doing all these. Wow, holy shit! I can't believe we did that. I wanted to see if you said that every night. I really wanted to, but I couldn't. I couldn't go free again. because I'd already gone once, and house seats only allows you to do that once every, I don't know, millennium or whatever. So I'm like, aw, damn it. Well, fuck it. We'll just talk about it like we normally do. All right, again, live chat, thank you very much. Check us out every week or so. Give or take. It's great to have you here. Wayne, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
We're working on a new show for Wayne, so I've been told.
Thank you for the experience of a lifetime, Scott.
That's what I'm here for.
I'm seriously at this. I'm going to frame this. And then I did buy for my mother's birthday. Hopefully you're not watching it. But if you are, you're getting the Esteban Wear the Black 2 CD set.
I really do want to hear
that. And an
autographed
picture.
You should burn some of that stuff out. Let me hear it.
Okay.
I mean, I just want to borrow it.
Right.
I wouldn't steal it or anything.
Recording Industry Association
of
America.
Say?
You're taking food out my mouth.
That's right. I'll buy your fucking hat for $25. What do you want from me? All right. We'll see you guys next week. Living in Las Vegas, Vegas Video Network. What? Cashing the over ticket. What number are we at? Oh, shit, we're at about 50. Wow, look at that.
Yep.
Way over. All right, well, I hope you guys took the over ticket. Next week, we're going to do a one-minute show. See you later. Dick it.